All righty. Good evening, everyone. This is W2 Tango Tango Tango. And my name is Gordon. The TechNet is run once a week on Thursdays on 146.79. And we run for an hour or two. We look forward to your bringing any questions or comments to the net. If you don't have any questions or comments for the net, don't worry. We'd like you to check in anyway. Tonight we will run the webcam again. If I can remember the website, that's what I can't remember. So maybe someone can prompt me with that. So let's do that first. Anybody have the URL for the website that I used? I can't remember it. I forgot to bookmark it. It's W2TTT.
K2CSL is Ustream.tv.
Ustream.tv. Thank you, David. I'm like brain farted to the max here tonight. That's good hearing you. I'll check you in. Do you have any questions or comments for that?
Sure, I'll make up a question.
Excellent. We'd like stations to check in even if you don't have a question or a comment, because very often your presence triggers a question in somebody's mind. So therefore, it's useful to check in. The way you check into the net is you provide your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment, or none of the above. Pretty straightforward stuff. So we look forward to your involvement. So to get things started, are there any alpha stations? Please call K2BAR. You call sign, name, and whether or not you have a question or comment, or none of the above. Now that was easy, wasn't it? All right. Next will be the Kilo 2 station. I have K2 DSL David already checked in with a potential question or a comment. So I'll note that. And thank you, David, for doing that. And you can also, after we get done with the check-ins, I'll bring up the Ustream .tv. And you look for W2 Tango Tango Tango, and it will be good for that. All right, any other Kilo 2s, please call K2 EAR.
K2 SAZ Mobile.
K2 ETN.
Wow. We've got both Tony and Andy here. First, real quick, Tony, do you have any questions or comments for that?
Nothing yet, but you never know.
No problem, Andy. How about you?
I was sort of an announcement, if that's permitted.
It will be once we get everybody in, absolutely. I'll make that known. We'll give you the floor before we start with the questions and comments. Let's get everybody checked in. All right. Any other Kilo 2s?
K2 Zulu Charlie, Dave.
Good evening, Dave. K2 Zulu Charlie. Any other Kilo 2s? Okay, any other Kilo stations of any kind?
K2KCL Repeater.
This is KC2PYB, Richard. No questions or comments.
So you think. Okay, very good. Richard, I have a question for you, actually, brought to you by KC2GLG. I need to get some answers from you regarding the logo for the card. Well, what is the logo on the card? What does it include for the Aries card, which we'll be issuing starting Monday? Alrighty, any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR. Okay, there was a station which kerchunked. Anybody else?
KC2TBC, Bill, no questions or comments.
Okay, very nice. KC2PBC, Bill, good evening to you. Nice of you to check in. Welcome aboard. And you're relatively new ham. and I don't think you've ever checked into the net. If you have and I've forgotten, forgive me. My name is Gordon. My call is W2TTT. This is K2BAR. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. KC2TMR. Barbara. No questions.
Barbara, congratulations on your new call. That's nice. KC2, 10 Mile River. That's a scout camp that's owned by New York Council up on the Delaware. Beautiful camp. All right, welcome aboard, Barbara. Or any other Kilo stations.
KA2BDU. Helmut, no questions.
Good evening, Helmut. Nice to hear you. KA2BDU. Or anybody else for the Kilo call?
K2BAR. This is Bill again. I'm actually Kilo Charlie 2. Tango Bravo Charlie.
That's fine. I got that. Welcome to you. You're in New Ham as well, then. Congratulations, Bill. Very fine. All right. We got that correction. Any other Kilos? Okay. November stations. Please call K2BAR.
This is Dennis 2K Jim. No question at this point.
Okay, Jim, good evening to you. NS2K, anybody else? All right, any call signs, please call K2BAR. We have no W-2s? Okay. Any other stations wishing to check in? Call sign name? And whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above, please call K2BAR. Okay, let's do some announcements first. First announcement is Monday at 7:30. There will be a ARIESnet here on 79 and perhaps also 955 if the signals are so required to get down to Fort Lee. Will start at 7:30 officially, but if you need talk-in starting at 7 p.m. to Fort Lee to the OEM building, that will be great. Bring your $6, two forms of ID, and you'll be issued an ARIES card right there on the spot, which we'll get down to later for Richard. What's the format for that? So that's my one announcement. Andy K2ETN, you have an announcement. Please proceed. Nice to have you on the net tonight. K2BAR.
Yeah, this is K2ETN. Ralph Hilawhite, W2GKG, who had been a member of this repeater and 955 for probably 35 years or 40 years, passed away a few weeks ago. I have been asked to dispose of his radio equipment, of which he has tons. I mean that literally. We haven't decided on a date yet, but it'll probably be in a couple of weeks. I just wanted to let everybody know, give them a heads up on it. We'll be inviting people from this area to his house to peruse things and offer a price and so forth. Got some very nice stuff. Some good, reasonably expensive stuff and some stuff that's not so expensive, and a lot of stuff from many years back, like World War II. So I'll be back on here when I have a firm date, but I just want to let everybody know about it.
Yep, we had a moment of silence and prayer for him on Sunday at the Barra meeting, and sorry to see that Ralph has passed away. And Andy, thank you for taking care of that. And if there are a list of things or things like that, you can send it to my call sign at att.net or ARRL.net, and I'll forward it on to several clubs worth of folks and other organizations as well. So if you want to make a partial list of some of the key items, that can be done as well. Send it to me, and I'll make sure that three or four clubs worth of folks get that with you as a contact, I guess. So, anyway, anything you want to add, Andy? K2VAR.
Well, I'm in the process of making a list. Spent the last 2 days up there, and we'll probably be spending more. It's a monumental task. There will be a list, and I'll put it in Excel format or something so that it can be disseminated by this repeater and 70 and 955 and anybody else in the area. Thank you, Gordon. It's K2ETN.
It's a sad process. He has no family members for hams?
Correct.
Yeah, so far so good on that one here. But yeah. Alrighty. Very good. Thanks, Andy. And again, we're sorry that you have to do it, but it's maybe an opportunity for someone to get a little bit of ham history or, you know, upgrade their station, etc. So, thank you very much, K2ETN, K2VAR. Okay, on that note, any other check-ins for the net, please call K2VAR. Okay, if anyone's figured out that there's a little rattling going on, an occasional chewing going on here, it's because, unlike most weeks of late, it's not about dessert, it's about dinner. I didn't realize how hungry I was, so I apologize, but I guess we got that squared away. On that note, I will be bringing up the webcam, the Ustream, that's Uniform Sierra Tango Romeo Echo Alpha Mike .tv. Stream real soon. You get to see what a hideous mess one corner of my shack is. Trust me, the other corners are just as hideous. So anyway, we'll have that available. And what else? Any other questions and comments from that before we go to Richard's question? The question for Richard. This is K2VAR. Okay, Richard. What's on the badge?
The card looks like the standard emergency services card, ID card that all police, fire, and EMS personnel and OEM personnel in this particular town carry. Your picture is printed on the as you face the card. Your picture's on the left-hand side. The standard ARRL in color. Logo is on the right hand side, across top, of course, it'll probably say Bergen County Aries. And your name and call sign will appear, you know, imposed across the front of the logo, which is on the right hand side, and for title, will probably say radio operator. Across the bottom of it is the access control color block. On the back will be your basic description of yourself, height, weight, etc., like that. There is also a fingerprint that's electronically imprinted on the card. I forget where that is, either on the front or the back, I'm not sure. And there is something that looks like an out-of-focus barcode. Best way to describe it, also on the back of the card, and that has all this other information written in there. On some of the other cards, like for the emergency service cards, there's medical information in there, which will not be carried on our card. That's not necessary for us. And that basically is what the card looks like.
K2GCL repeater.
Okay, so noted. Actually, if the blood type can be put on there, I would appreciate it, actually, being an O-positive kind of guy. Understand, even if it's encoded, it'd be good when that you said that stream of stuff is scannable using the state New Jersey State scannable format. Just one point of clarification: the standard AWL logo is the Aries logo.
the red, you know, has the red outer circle on it. It has the ARRL logo in the middle of it. And I think it, and it says amateur radio emergency services around the inside, on the white part of it.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much for clarifying that. I know George had asked me that question, and I'm pretty much certain that that was the answer. But I figured I'd use it as a topic for everybody, get them all excited. The big issue here, folks, is that, you know, having an ID that looks, smells, and is scannable like any other New Jersey State ID is critical, frankly. Richard's OEM has offered to, on a cost basis, only to produce the cards for us. So if you're available Monday night for the drill, you can get over to Fort Lee. It's your opportunity to get an Aries ID card so that you can properly identify yourself. I would think your driver's license and your amateur radio license should be sufficient background information for that. And there are other forms available for other purposes as well. If anyone needs to update their FSD 98, you know, their Aries information, we can do that as well. Alrighty. Any other questions, comments, or check-ins for the net, please call K2BAR. Yeah, Tom, W-H-S-T-A-I, W-2-T-T-T, you're on the output direct.
Wonder why I didn't hear the squelch tail at a repeater.
Okay, do you have a question or comment for that, Tom?
No, I think the ID card's a good idea until someone abuses it.
So noted. Okay. Alrighty. Any other check-ins for the net, please call K2BAR.
This is W2JEK. Done. No question.
Okay. Any other stations? Good evening, Don. Okay. Yesterday, 6 meters was open from the earliest possible hour of the morning till after midnight. It was amazing. And I wished I'd had more time to play with it. But in my random access to my shack, or to the ham portion of my shack, pardon me, I must have worked, though, maybe probably 18 states. God knows how many grids. The more memorable contacts for me personally were K7ICW, Al, in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Al's a very famous ham who, the solid state, construction project book, I think it is, Eat of Oil Cells. He's the author or editor of that, and just a real cool guy. And then, speaking of really cool guys, I also got to work yet again. Oh, by the way, last time I worked Al, I was driving through Rockaway, New Jersey in my truck on a beautiful sunny day. And here it is a few years later, and I worked him again on a beautiful sunny day as well. That was yesterday. And then the other one was last night. I walked into my shack for, again, a few moments and worked Mike Saul, K6 MYC. You guys might know him from M Squared. I also worked a station in Idaho. So I worked California, Idaho, New Mexico, Arizona, and a bunch of other states all around. Had I really worked at it, I probably could have worked through that day yesterday, you probably could have worked 40 states without even working hard if you had just, you know, devoted some time. So it was just amazing. So anyway, anybody else work stuff? This is K2BAR. Okay. Well, last night was a beautiful night, so it's kind of hard to be inside, but, you know, beats watching the Yankees and the Mets. I'm sorry. It was hard to, I didn't even watch the hockey game until the third period. But anyway, any other stations with topics from that, please call K2BAR.
K2ESO with a question.
Okay, David, while you're stating your question and maybe getting some answers, I'm going to bring up the webcam.
Okay, I have two questions.
questions, both about a G5RV. What would be good recommendation for the ropes to put on the end to attach, in both cases, to tree limbs? And the second question is it better to make sure that the G5RV is level, or is it all right if I can put one side up higher just because I can, or is it better to keep it this level?
Those are great questions. Mr. Don, I'm going to toss that one to you. WCJEK, can you take that punch?
Okay, Gordon, and good evening, David, and thanks for the, asking me. Well, okay, I don't know what you're hooking up to. If you're hooking up into a tree, what you're going to do is you're going to put a pulley over a high limb in the tree. And actually the rope that's on the antenna is going to go through that pulley and down toward the ground, which will be connected to some kind of a weight, either a bucket full of rocks, half a cinder block, or whatever, so that when the tree blows in the wind, the antenna does not go snap. You just have to do that on the one end. I would say it doesn't matter whether you have a level or not. I would say go for height and try it. And if you can get one up in 50 feet rather than 40 feet, or whatever your height available is, I don't know. I have a 40-meter dipole that's maybe about 25 feet. It does slope from about 20 feet up to maybe 30 feet, so it averages out like about 25 feet. And I get all over the work all over the place with that. So I don't think it's any bit more directional, maybe a little more in one way or the other, but, you know, it's not, I don't think it matters that much, really. But how high are you going to try and put this thing up? Over to you, David. This is W2JK.
Thanks, Don. I've got a tree diagonally on the ends of my property. I'm going to string it across. So I think one, it's probably going to be above my second story roof line on both sides, but one side I can make even higher if I want to. I could probably get it pretty close to level, but I can make it higher on one side if it's just better, like you said, to have the height versus worry about level. So I just want to know whether I should bother going up as high as I can on the one tree, or just try to keep it level. I can only go a little bit higher than my roof line on one, on the front tree, but on the back tree I can go pretty high. And also, what would you recommend to tie to the ends of the G5RV to put it down? Just regular rope, or is there anything that works better? I know it's not to use metal, but if there's something, some kind of rope that's better.
Oh, okay, well, I use nylon rope and the Dacron rope, and the people at some of these ham fests sell black rope, which supposedly doesn't show up as much and less visible, supposedly. Or some people have rope that's like the camouflage army uniform. You say it's on a diagonal. All right, my 40-meter dipole runs north and south, and just to ask a question, what direction is this antenna going to be running in over?
I guess it's going to kind of go mostly north to south, kind of parallel to where Route 17 would be up by me in Walmart.
K2GCL repeater.
Okay, because the antenna pattern on an antenna, especially on the higher bands, it's going to be more directional. It's going to have bulbs coming out at an angle about, say, 40, 45 degrees to the wire on the high bands, like 10 and 20, 15 meters. Whereas on 40 meters, it's going to be good east and west, and 80 meters of, because it's low to the ground, it'll be more or less omnidirectional, but even on 40 meters, it'll be pretty omnidirectional, but on the higher bands, it's liable to be have some nulls in certain areas. But having it run north and south is a good way to run it, because you're, at least from where I am here at River Edge, Europe is 30 degrees east of north, so that's the way my 40 meter dipole is set up, so the wolves on 15 meters reach out into Europe pretty well, and also like an X pattern rather than a broadside pattern on those upper frequencies. So that should work out good for you. Back to you. This is W2JK.
Great, Don. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. I have actually a comment about that. The rope I use is the black Dacron that you can buy at Campmore for like $5 a hundred. It's either $4 or $5 a hundred. It's not very expensive. It comes in white, black, and camo, as Don said. It's incredibly cheap, it's really flexible to use, and the stuff has a half-life, I swear. I mean, I'm using the same rope that holds up a dipole now for 2.5 years. I'm using another piece of rope that's been holding up my American flag since 9/11, it's the same piece of rope. So, it's all that kind. So, I might advise that. Go to Campmore and look for their little tiny 550 cord stuff.
Gordon.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I'm using quarter-inch nylon rope here on this. This is something I bought at the local hardware store. But it does stretch a little, I think, but in the end, it holds up very well. A couple times I tried a so-called cotton wash line that you bought in the local supermarket, and it does not last too long, and it seems to be a meal ticket for the squirrels. I have had to restring the antenna once because the squirrel had decided he wanted to make his breakfast out of it. nylon is much better, or for the background, I guess, or whatever else is there. But, I have half a cinder block on this right now, pulling. Of course, it's going through the wire, and the antenna itself is going through a good grade, good pulley up on the rope that's actually up in the tree. And before I did that one time, the tree moved, and the other end, which is attached to my TV antenna, actually met the vertical mast on the TV antenna. So a lot of force there. So fortunately, the TV antenna was not that strong, but and it bent over, and I had to modify that. But I have to realize that to hold the thing straight, you have to have some weight on the end of it there. Back to that W2JK.
Okay, Don, very good. All right. I'm about to kick the Ustream on. It might be a little stuttery, guys, as I'm finishing up a backup of my hard disk, so we're going to try that. That's good to know. I avoided cotton cord for the reasons you mentioned, and as I said, the black cord that I get at Campmore, or if you want the camo, doesn't matter, or white, whatever, it just is incredibly robust. That's my point. And for the cost is so minimal, and it does a good job. So I'm happy with that. Does anybody have any other comments about how to put up a G5RV and the like, or any rope issues? Please call K2BAR.
Okay.
Let's see. I think we're going to change radios now.
All right. So, welcome everybody to the hellhole of my ham shack. I'll start the broadcast now. I'm not going to give you a tour tonight. It's just awful. But, We hope that you enjoy the net and a little peek into Gordon's hellhole of a ham shack. I'm in the process of reorganizing things yet again. So that's always kind of fun as well. Anyway, if anyone has any other topics for the net, we'd like to go to it. I just have one more comment about the G5RV business, and that is that I don't have a G5RV. I have a trapped dipole, but mine is horizontal at about 35 feet on one leg, and the other leg is sloped down to my flagpole, which is about 18 feet in the air in my front lawn. And so that's pretty much our deal here. So, it's a similar problem to what you had, David. But anyway, so back to that, or back to anybody else who has questions for them, I should say. This is K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2PYV.
KC2PYV, W2TTT, pardon me, K2BAR, sorry.
All right, I'm to assume that you want us on the air at 7 o'clock in the evening from Fort Lee.
Yes, sir. That would be excellent. And my intention is to start rolling around 6:30 or 7, if not earlier. But I'm going to try 6:30 anyway.
Okay, for those who are interested, we will set up on 146.955. Just to stay away from the normal frequency that we use for the drill, and the call sign for Fort Lee OEM is KC2RKA Romeo Kilo Alpha. That's where we be. We'll be announcing it from 7 o'clock on. That's the first time the call sign will ever be used. Getting back to the card for just a minute, no medical information appears on the card. On our application, we did not put anything about medical on the card because we will not appear in the database. The only reason that the medical information is on the normal first responders card is in that barcode down there, it appears. We will not be in the database. This system was originally purchased by the East Bergen Emergency Management Association. Their feeling was that the reason that the first responders appear in there, if they become injured or whatever, they might need that information. Our cards will be readable under their readers to verify that that's an authentic card, but we will not appear in their database otherwise. And their feeling was that that didn't need to be put in. That's additional work for them, and we shouldn't be anywhere where we should be able to get hurt. This is KC2PYB.
Okie doke. I just had a catastrophic failure of a keycap on my keyboard. This is not good. It doesn't want to... Oh, dear. Anyway. All right, so fair enough, Richard. I understand. I just feel that anytime you can share that information to those who need to know, it's probably a healthy thing for the person who's carrying the card, but that's just me. Then again, I also have prosthetic eyeballs, as it were, and I carry two cards for that as well. Anyway, there are four of us on the Ustream. I see K2DSL as always, and I see two unknown Ustreamers. Such is life. Anybody else have anything for the net tonight? Please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. WHCAI.
Go ahead, Tom.
146.955. What PL code are we using on that frequency?
141.3.
Okay, very good. That simplifies it a little. Gordon, you wanted your blood type, put it on your dog tags.
Yeah, I probably should do that. I don't wear them, but I probably should go do that. Alrighty. That's actually a good idea. Thank you, Tom, for that. Alright.
you aren't very jittery, same delay as always. Yeah, that's true, David. I'm noticing that. I think it's because closer to my router. I'm not down on the deck tonight. I'm in this hellhole ham shack, and I could be. We're up to about seven people, I guess. The one's the Ustream boss, so I don't know what that means. And if that mug is filled with vodka, you will sleep well tonight, or good tonight. No, it's actually Diet Coke, but what I can't tell you. But what can I tell you? As far as keycaps, I had apparently loosened the keycap to my keyboard of my HP 6000 computer. Any thoughts as to how to reaffix it? Okay, whoopsie. Microphone is flying. One day I'll get a more portable camera. Actually, I have a portable camera. It's a pocket camera. I'll bring it in on the USB and give everybody a little tour. But alas, right now, duct tape. God. Now, you can't put duct tape on the bottom because the mechanism of the key has to still work. So it looks like it's a plunger, so it just looks to me like it either snapped off or can be snapped back on. It's got some sort of pivot arrangement. I've got to figure out how it works and get it to reattach. It looks like it just got, you know, popped off. And maybe I can get it back on without too much trouble. But we'll see. The key still works, it just doesn't have a key cap in place. So we learn something every day. Anybody else have anything for the net, please call KTBAR. Alrighty. Just to encourage you guys, 2 meters has also been open, and I've been working up and down the coast with very modest antennas. It's omnivertical on FM, on 5.2, or one of the other frequencies for simplex. But 5.2 is particularly good. And, of course, there's also an opportunity to work 2 meter sideband, CW, and lots of good stuff there as well. So, you know, consider that, and hopefully you get some good DX. A week from this weekend is the VHF contest, and that starts at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and will continue until 11 p.m. on Sunday. I know Barrow's going to have a crew going up Saturday morning to the Nike site, and up in Orangeburg, or Orangetown, whatever it is. They're going to have a good time. No question about it. I don't know what I'm doing that weekend. Well, actually, I do know what I'm doing that weekend. It's the weekend before my anniversary and my 25th anniversary at that, so we're going to do something. I don't know what yet, but that's just because I have to be more spontaneous, apparently. My wife didn't say so, but I have to figure it out because spontaneity is how the only way I'm going to get it done. Anyway. Any other questions, comments, confusions from the net? Okay, I'm going to take a survey. How many people have a ham shack that's messier than what you see over my shoulder?
I am in competition, Dennis Duquet.
All right, I knew I had to at least have good competition. Thank you, Jim. Anybody else?
W2JK with a question.
Sure. By the way, do you like the HP boxes over my shoulder? Do you like that? If you're looking right up here, you can see them. Oh, I can't. Oh, there we go. Bring the finger up. Oh, that's lovely. There's way too much hand there, right? Anyway, over my right shoulder. Or actually, yeah, over my right shoulder, you'll see a bunch of HP boxes. So I'm trying to get things organized on the floor. I need to stack stuff up to get it out of the way. And those are all leaving in the next 2 days. All right. W2JEK, go ahead. KTBAR.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of the shack here, and I'm seeing something over here from looking at UOZ. Back of you, something goes up to the ceiling. What is that? Is it part of your rotation system?
No, actually, the rotation system is to my immediate left in the corner. And you just saw me looking that direction. I'll do it again. There it is. See, I'm looking at it now. But anyway, what that is, it's one of those heavy-duty wire rack shelves that's packed to the ceiling. And one of my goals, honestly enough, is to get it out of here. Either that or to relocate it. I think the only hams who've been in my ham shack of late is a relevant term. Probably MF2K, I think K2ZO, and N3CRT. I think they're the only ones who've been around my ham shack in the last year or two. So it's frequent, you know, club members, etc. So, does that answer your question, Don?
Yes, it does, Gordon. One thing, talking about the 6 meter ropings, my friend Joby, who's a club member, came down here visiting yesterday, and he had gotten an email from a friend up in Vermont that the fan was open. So I said, "Oh, it's turn on, they gone." So we went up and down the band, and he says, "Well, if there's anybody sending CW." So we went down to the bottom of the band, and I worked two stations out in Echo November 70 and Echo November 41 on CW. And we went, and then they cranked up the depth of the band, and worked BE1DX up in Nova Scotia on FM84 for a new grid for me. So it was a good, he was quite amazed at the way the 6 meters was working. So it's a great band opening. Just get the first new grid of and the first time I really got on the season at all. So I have to keep glued to the radio here from now on as much as I can. Back to you, Gordon. W2JK.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I don't aim northeast very much these days because I have one neighbor who's a little cranky about that. My tower's over my right shoulder, this shoulder, out that window. There is a window back there, by the way, by the cardboard boxes. There really is a window. See right there, at the window. Anyway, so the bottom line is that when the tower is out there and it points that way, and at the end, to go to New England, and the problem with doing that, of course, is that it points to my next-door neighbor's living room on their first floor, and they have a TV with fundamental overload on any channel. It doesn't matter. It's not because it's 6 meters. It's because I can point 100 watts of energy in their direction. So northeast is not an option from that position. So I'm going to try another option this weekend of sticking a 6 meter beam on the tower. I haven't decided whether I'm going to put it on the rotatable part or just below the rotatable part as a fixed antenna aimed toward New England and maybe Europe. We'll have to see. The geometry of my tower is such that it's flat to the house and pointy to the south, which is that way. So, as a consequence of that, I have to stick it out on either an outrigger or on a on the outermost leg of the tower in some ways to, you know, minimize the interaction with the tower itself on the Yagi. About 400 watts CRP in their neighborhood. It's not, you know, It's only the one television. I think at one point they had some speakers upstairs attached to a computer that were, you know, launching themselves off the shelf. But, you know, with all due respect, I'm not going to sweat that one. I think that it's more appropriate to be courteous, but, you know, I've informed my neighbor there are going to be times where he's going to have to find something else to do or watch a different television because he's got an electrical problem that I can't solve. I've worked with his cable provider somewhat reluctantly, but they didn't bring out the heavy guns. They just brought out the field tech, and you know, it wasn't anything in the way of a really competent person. Of course, they won't come and respond to me because I'm not a Cablevision customer. And just to make matters worse, I don't have any RFI, whether I had DirecTV, off-air, or Fios. So, I don't know what to tell you. It's, you know, right here and now, I don't have a problem, so it's very frustrating. The only RFI I have, you're going to laugh, is 80 and 40 meters. If I get too long-winded, I set off the smoke detectors. And it has nothing to do with the wiring. I can put the smoke detector sitting on the table here, and it will go off by itself, or I can put it downstairs on the first floor, and it will go off. It's just the Kitta smoke, actually, not the smoke detectors, it's the CO2 detectors. The Kitta CO2 detectors just light up after a few minutes of exposure to RF. And if I have a wired system, it sets them all off. It's pretty nasty. It gets crazy. Anybody have suggestions about that, please let me know.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that. I have a friend, like W3TS, has a big gun on 160 meters. And just he had some beverages strewn around, and right at the end of the beverage where he's pointing toward Europe, the neighbor has a treadmill. And he'll get on that treadmill for half an hour, and that just tears up 160 meters like you wouldn't believe. I don't know what he to do about it. He's also been round and round with the power company and finding cracked insulators all over the place. He made some headway with that. And one time he mentioned that his, there was a noise down near the school that they were in town. And he told the power company about it. Well, not much happened. All of a sudden, one day, they had a power failure at the school. I guess this whatever it was died in the cables, and they fixed it. The noise was gone. You never know with that stuff. At any rate, yeah, I wish you luck with that. Maybe that guy's TV will go out now with the digital stuff. Who knows? Maybe he'll buy a new TV or something. Try to upgrade or something. Who knows? Come to 2008, or maybe you get a converter box. Actually, what I gather that they're going to be broadcasting on 56 megahertz like they are now on channel 2, or is that going to be with open frequency to be auctioned off? Maybe you can answer that question.
Check in, go ahead.
W2ML, I'm still stuck on the statement, if I'm long-winded.
Yeah, well, I knew you'd enjoy that. Good evening, Steve. So can you answer Don's question as to whether 56 megahertz is going to be vacated?
Don, I don't believe it is. I believe what will happen is that the UHF transmitters currently on there will come down to their current analog cousins. I know in speaking with Bill Beam, the chief engineer of Channel 7, we have a digital up at Channel 45, and comes the morning of the cutover, was it February 17th, the plan is to take the analog transmitter off altogether and to shift the Channel 45 transmitter down to Channel 7. Which is a trick in and of itself. It means a whole new transmitter will go on the air, and Channel 7 will a digital signal as opposed to an analog. Net from W2ML.
Good, yeah, very good, Steve. Yeah, okay, then that means all those channels will be, presuming they all do that, the low band channels there from 2 through 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all that will still be around, hopefully. And the reason I say that is that thinking that if they have a good CBS keeps their it puts a digital signal out on channel 2, which is on the 56 megahertz frequency channel, they would be better for hams than to have a bunch of people on there with some low-power devices that would be susceptible to our radio, our radios if they were had poorly designed equipment. So hopefully it'll stay that way, then I'll have a good good code signal there that won't be causing be interfered with by our ham equipment. Thanks very much, Steve. Back to net, this is W2JK.
Steve, would you like to make a follow-on?
No, that's pretty much it. As I say, it is what it is, Gordon. This is the new digital divide, and shortly thereafter, we will most likely have a lot of frequencies that will be auctioned off by the commission, probably used for some for public service and some for new digital television services, what they call mobile television, which is going to be watching television on your inch and a quarter telephone screen.
Yes, my wife has that service, actually. When we put her on Verizon, or took her off Verizon, put her on AT&T as part of our family plan, I saved $50 a month and still was able to give her the internet and the television.
Okay, well, I don't, unless other people want to discuss this, I'm trying to get through the rationalization of the words if I'm long-winded. You say that as though it's an odd condition, not the common condition.
Well, one tries to be modest.
No, go ahead with it, Matt. I just thought I'd check in. I'm on my way back from probably what will become one of the more challenging frequency coordination meetings that I've ever been to. I've been asked to help out with a presidential debate at Hofstra University, and we just held our first meeting. So it's going to be real interesting.
I thought you were just trying to coordinate a DSAR collection. Or a Metro Corps election.
No, truthfully, I think I'm a little beyond that. I will be working one day in the near future, spending a day or so out at the Jets new training complex in Forum Park, doing a RF survey. Probably one of the funnier things that I've run across is that the coach quarterback frequency the Jets use at their new facility will be on the same frequency as a Wendy's, resulting in red 22, red dog, with fries, please!
K2GTL, repeater.
I guess that's going to require some adjustment.
Yeah, quarterback's going to have to figure out whether he gets fries or chili as a side dish.
I'm partial to the chili with onions, cheese, and two sour greens. It's a large chili. It's very good that way.
How many folks do we have in the net tonight? As I say, you and I can do this anytime.
No problem. We were actually suffering from material tonight. After the first half hour, so this is fine. Any other stations wishing to bring up topics, please call KTBAR. Okie doke. Well, if there are no other topics for the night, I just remind everybody that the VHF contest is a week from Saturday. There are operators needed to help. You can meet at the Dumont Garage. About, I think they're saying 8:30 or 9 in the morning, something like that. Check with K2AMI about that. And of course, there's Kid Night next Tuesday. There's the 10-meter head on 28350 on Monday at 9 p.m. 444.1 or 443.1.net. It's Tuesday night, again at 9 o'clock. The chat net on 2 meters is 146.79. The repeaters use 141.3 PL, that's the 4A PL. Of course, here are tech men on Thursday night. Just a reminder, I will be unavailable for a couple of net sessions in July and a couple in August, and I am looking for someone to take net control for those sessions. I would like not to have a gap, if that's at all possible. In any case, before we secure, are there any last-minute announcements or thoughts people want to share? Please call me at KTBAR.
Yeah, Mr. K.
Jim, go right ahead.
A reminder again on the ID schedule.
Yes, sir. Aries cards are going to be cut on Monday night in Fort Lee. Starting around 7:30, we will have a net at 7:30, and talking will be on 146.79 and 146.955, starting about 7. If you would like to get moving earlier, that's fine. There'll probably be a few of us on the air before then. These are Aries cards using the New Jersey standard scannable format, so they can put it through their accountability reader and know whether or not you're in the zone or out of the zone, wherever the zone is. And they will charge $6 for the production of the material, but this is being done as a courtesy to us, and we won't be able to do it too often, so we encourage people to make the effort on Monday to get down for their Aries cards. The other point is that they should bring a driver's license, maybe your ham license, second form of ID. And we'll also need to delegate someone to check into the section net at 8 o'clock. And what else? I think that's about it. Any other questions, comments, confusion, Jim?
K2BAR and 6NWX.
And 6NWX, good evening, K2BAR.
Could you give me a street address so I can look it up on my GPS map?
We'll actually, we'd rather not do that right now, but we will give you talking on Monday night in Fort Lake, and then we'll be talking on the air.
That doesn't let me print out a map before I leave the house. Thank you.
Rich, you want to give it out?
This is KC2PYB. The building is directly behind the Borough Hall. The address of Borough Hall is 309 Main Street. The driveway leading into it is, of course, it's a building in the back of a large parking lot. Is to the left of the front of the Borough Hall building. There's a senior center right next to that, a wide driveway, and then the Patty funeral home on the other side of the driveway. So you'll come up Main Street or down Main Street, depending which direction you're coming from. You come to the Borough Hall, 309 Main Street, go past it, or just before it, you'll see the senior center. The other landmark across the street from it is the library, which is the address of 319 Main Street. And turn into that big driveway. That's a parking lot. There's a red brick building with a white trim and shingled roof. That is the OEM building in the back, all the way to the rear of the parking lot, and you'll see what a handicap ramp going up from the parking lot. Come up that ramp in the door, and you'll be in the lower level of the building. We'll meet you there.
Thank you very much. It's acceptable, Rex.
A question for Richard. Is this east or west of where the Anderson Avenue intersection is? Over.
Look, that would be east. Anderson Avenue and Main Street, the easiest way to identify that is our EMS building. Stands right on that corner.
Yeah, because I used to work in the telephone exchange over there. I'm not too familiar with the area, but I know where the telephone exchange is.
Just keep coming down the hill. Borough Hall is that big fortress-like building.
Okay, no problem. I should be able to find it. Thank you.
I also request you bring exact change because there is no cash register in OEM.
Okay, very good. Any other questions, comments, confusions regarding the subject? Okay, I just want to also congratulate some of our Barra members for supporting the Burton County bike ride last Sunday. That was just super. And we really did a pretty good job for an operation that was defined to be low-key and more of a we're looking at you, meaning we're looking at them, they're looking at us, figuring out how we can dance together in a future time kind of operation. And it worked out very well, and we added some value. Did some health and safety items, and it was a good thing. So kudos to MS2K, KCBYB, M2OEL, KC2GLG, and yours truly, the League of TCDD. It worked out very well. And am I missing anybody? God, I hope not. I think that's right. I'm 2-3, yes, that's correct. All right. On that note, any other questions, comments, confusions from that, please call KC2BAR. Tonight. Net is secure and return to normal amateur use.